Well, hello again, parents. So I'm back with the third parent corner as regards the three main pillars, for want of a better word, for education in the 21st century for children's success. So last week, you should have received an email explaining the rationale for emotional learning, what it looks like, how we approach this important concept at Claire's Montessori, and also why it's so critical to your child or children's success in school and in life. Now, as a reminder, these notes are recorded for your convenience. And the previous week, I spoke to the importance of social learning as regards success in school and in life. So check that article out, or the recording if you so desire, if you haven't done so already. This week, I'm going to speak about the approach needed for a strong academic learning in any situation and how Montessori education fits into the latest brain research suggestions. So, this will also complete the series on the three pillars of education needed for a 21st century education, successful education. As a reminder, these are social learning, emotional learning, and a broad approach to academic learning to ensure success for children in today's world. Howard Gardner is the father of the theory of multiple intelligences and the importance of taking care to educate students according to their predominant intelligence types. He proposes eight different intelligences that are helpful in helping us as educators understand why a specific approach may not work for certain students. And it also helps guide us as educators in what else to consider. Thankfully, inherent in our approach, in the Montessori approach to education, are different ways to, quote-unquote, teach a student a particular concept. In some instances, the teacher guide will notice that a child does not do so well with one particular material, but does so much better at assimilating information when using another specific material. And as such, we'll use that material that speaks to the child, or in Howard Gardner's terms, works for the child's specific intelligence needs to ensure success with academic skills. You probably have noticed that at Claire's Montessori, we use songs, gross motor movement, the movement of the hand to establish neural pathways in the brain, color coding, sensorial experiences, practical life experiences, and of course, so much more to teach students the gamut of academic concepts. We most definitely are able to meet the different needs as regards the eight emotional intelligence that Howard Gardner lays out. This, of course, allows for more success for students, and as such, often Montessori education gets the label of education for gifted students. However, it's because we meet each child's individual needs that we're able to educate students to their potential. In fact, Dr. Montessori talked about educating for the human potential, and she has a book about it. And that is what she did when she developed this method of education. Now, you'll notice that every classroom, all the way from our infants, in fact, all the way through our elementary classrooms, have different ways of stimulating the imagination of our students, as well as meeting their various developmental education needs. At the most basic of our learning is the practical life area of our classrooms. And this part of the classroom does exactly what it says. It allows a child to develop fundamental life skills at every level of development so that every student who graduates from our programs will have established specific life skills according to his or her age level. Now, this can take the form of learning how to clean up after oneself at a young age, how to roll over even younger, or learning how to use a computer, how to fix or build very specific things at the elementary levels. Our sensorial area of the classroom meets the needs for all humans to use their senses for learning and also to be able to discriminate and differentiate and trust the senses to inform the brain at all stages of life. It's our senses that play a large part in our emotions and also in our ability to discriminate things like size, shape, color. And as such, Montessori students often are able to put their hands out, for example, and show exactly how long a meter is. This area of learning in the classroom is used for geometry and measurement skills in our elementary levels. But at the younger levels, this area basically develops the neural pathways for all academic learning. And now, of course, we can't forget the all-important cultural area of our classrooms. Built into a Montessori scope and sequence at all levels is the work on the continents, cultures, biology, zoology, and even at the toddler level, folks. And as we work with an integrated spiral curriculum at Claire's Montessori School, our students have an advantage over many other students in that they experience all our cultural subjects every 3 years at increasing levels of difficulty as they move through our programs. This is not done in any other school system. In fact, at the upper elementary level, some of the work that is done by the older students is at much higher levels than their grade level counterparts in traditional stand and deliver education schools. And all because of the way that we present our materials as well as the implementation of the integrated spiral curriculum. And then finally, let's talk about our approach to math and language in the Montessori method of education. Of course, I'm sure you're all well aware by now that every child is introduced to these very important learning concepts using didactic materials. So it's these materials, because of the way they are designed, that help the child develop neural pathways in the brain as the hand is used when using the material. And the materials are also process-oriented so that there is the understanding of the various concepts rather than just rote memory used to get to an end result. As such, generally, students remember the concepts more easily and the concepts are cemented for life more quickly, thereby reducing the need to relearn over and over and over again or represent. This also allows us to scaffold concepts more quickly than what can be done in traditional education methods. So parents, I actually could go on and on about the rationale and the concepts behind our Montessori education methodology. But in the interest of time, I'm going to break it up into different series. So I'm going to leave you with the following quotes as regards education. And then in another email, I'll go ahead and talk about how we test students, because I'm sure that's a big question that you all have, particularly as we get to the higher levels, because we don't test in the ways that you're familiar with or that you may well have experienced if you're not a Montessori child. But we test in very in-depth ways to ensure conceptual learning as well as retention. So think about it more as if at a university level expectation of understanding. But I do want to leave you with a couple of these quotes as regards some of the research that I pulled up that you may find interesting, as well as, of course, it does support the way that we work with our students. So practices supported by research, having an understanding of different teaching approaches from which we can all learn, as well as a toolbox with a variety of ways to present content to students, is valuable for increasing the accessibility of learning experiences for all students. To develop this toolbox, it is especially important to gather ongoing information about students' strengths and challenges, as well as their developing interests and activities they dislike. Providing different contexts for students and engaging a variety of their senses, for example, learning about fractions through musical notes, flower petals, poetic meter, is supported by research. Specifically, providing students with multiple ways to access content improves learning. Providing students with multiple ways to demonstrate knowledge and skills increases engagement and learning and provides teachers with more accurate understanding of students' knowledge and skills. And instruction should be informed as much as possible by detailed knowledge about students' specific strengths, needs, and areas of growth. And this is retrieved from an article in Edutopia at www.edutopia.org as regards multiple intelligences. Now, all of that is what we do in a Montessori methodology, and I will tell you all of that is not possible to do in a traditional stand and deliver education system. It just can't be done at the level that we can do it in our classrooms. And yet, lastly, I'll leave you with this quote, again from Edutopia, from another article on bringing science learning into classrooms. And this speaks to what allows for students optimum academic success. And the expectation of what to expect as regards different students. So they say, expect variability and embrace it. Our brains do not mature on precisely calibrated schedules, and students throughout the school age years arrive in classrooms representing a wide spectrum of cognitive, social, and emotional development. Now remember, I've spoken to this, guys. Personalization is understanding where each student is developmentally and scaffolding a learning experience that begins at their current level. Exactly what we do in our Montessori classrooms. So parents, that's all from me for this week. I hope you've enjoyed this little mini-series on very important pillars needed to educate children for 21st century success. And next month, I'm going to only bring you one article because I'm going to probably make it a little more in-depth. And next month, as I said, we'll go ahead and talk about testing and what it looks like in the Montessori classroom at all different levels of the programs. And yeah, we do test even in the primary programs. All right, parents, have the most amazing week, and I will see all of you soon.